Unit 7. Manager.
Situational Dialogues.
Dialogue 1.
Can you tell me why you plan to quit being an assistant to the general manager to work here as my assistant? Don't you like your present job?
Frankly, some part of it I enjoy very much. But what I prefer is foreign trade. And these years, I've always been looking for a chance to develop my abilities. It so happens that I have a friend working here in this company. She told me the export department was to recruit an assistant. I felt very excited at this news. That's why I'm here.
All right, Mr. Chen. What do you think is the most important in expanding international market?
So far as your company is concerned, I believe it's quality. Nowadays, the international market is rather weak, but your company still enjoys outstanding turnover and profit. The only secret for your success is that you never export defective products. Quality is reputation. It's quality that is essential to occupying and expanding international market.
What did you exactly do in that position?
Well, I assisted the general manager with his work in many ways. Sometimes I presided over meetings or took part in some social activities in his name. I was also in charge of making credit inquiries, approving payment terms, and things like that. But I was mainly responsible for the feasibility studies of the projects, such as estimating the market potential of a newly developed product, competition in the industry, investment environment, and so forth.
I can see you did a lot of work, Mr. Chen. You must have done a good job in that corporation. Not many young people at your age can expect to reach a higher position than assistant to the general manager. So I don't quite understand why you left the post.
I never easily give up something that is valuable. Before I decided to quit that position, I had made a thorough analysis of things like what I would gain and what I would lose here in your company. You know, Shenzhen has always been a fascinating place to me, full of challenges as well as hopes. In addition to this, I have the specialized knowledge and the necessary experience of making a good assistant to the export manager. Of course, opportunities to work abroad and a higher salary are also important to me. So I believe it's worthwhile to come here to work.
Mr. Chen, what do you think of working for a female supervisor?
I made the acquaintance of several successful women in my previous job. My respect for their intelligence is only equaled by my admiration for their affability, carefulness, and industriousness. I feel it equally good to work for a female supervisor. Dialogue 2.
What kind of work experience do you have?
After graduation, I have been working at the personnel department of Panasonic.
As a telecommunication apparatus company, Panasonic is very different from our trading company.
But I deal with people there, the same as what I should do here.
You are right. Why are you interested in working in personnel department?
I am good with people and have excellent communication skills.
Do you consider it a rewarding job?
Very much so.
What will the human resources staff be in your mind?
Some people say the HR staff are playing the role of police. That is, they are to monitor others, to assess the achievements, and to decide whether to praise or to punish. However, others say that the HR staff are people with appetency. They should be mixed with the employees and hear the sound from their hearts. In my opinion, the ideal HR staff should have both qualities, because both qualities are required in HR management.
Now, can you talk about the person whom you worked with the most unpleasantly?
Of course, there were unpleasant working experiences. I especially hate to cooperate with people with little credit. I remembered that I had organized an activity and asked a student to prepare a piece of material. He said he would give it to me on time. However, when I asked for the material not long before the deadline, he told me that he would need another week before he could prepare the material, because he was busy those days. I think we could have made changes to things we fixed if he had informed me earlier. So I didn't like to work with people with little credit.
Now here comes the last question. If you are asked to use 3 words to describe yourself, what do you think those 3 words would be?
I think I'm open, sincere, and thoughtful. Dialogue 3.
You are applying for the post of Marketing Management Department. Why do you think you are suitable for this job?
It is the subject of a successful marketer how to analyze customers' appeal and mentality, and how to make your products different from others through market information. And this requires strong analyzing ability. Also, it requires a marketing manager to have considerable originality, to develop new products, and improve old products in order to differentiate his products from others, to be more competitive among the same kind of products, to target specific customer groups, and to explore undeveloped market. And I think I've developed my analyzing ability and originality through my studies in the university, my part-time job, and the survey related to marketing management.
If you are a director of our company and you are in charge of a project, there are 6 people in the project team. Due to different opinions, the team is split into 2 parts at the meeting, and they are debating ferociously. At this time, as the leader, what will you do to coordinate the 2 parts? If the 2 parts disagree, what will you do then?
First, I will listen to both sides carefully and make my own judgment. If I prefer one side, I will give facts and data to persuade the other side. If my opinion is between the 2 sides, I will also give facts and data to prove my opinion right. It is better that the 2 sides will agree on it. If not, I will stick to my opinion and allow the colleagues who keep reserved opinions to give more data and communicate with me. In short, my principle is that everything should be based on data and facts. Every colleague has the right to express his opinion. I will try my best to make all the people agree on one thing. If I fail, I will make my decision as a leader. Dialogue 4. Good afternoon, Miss Mary.
Good afternoon. Take a seat, please.
I'm John from Peking University. My major is management.
Have you been involved in managing work before?
Yes. I have helped my uncle manage his company in summer holiday.
Oh, I got it.
Dialogue 5. Are you Mr. Mark Paley?
That's right.
Oh, welcome, Mr. Paley. Please take a seat.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Owen Stone, director of the personnel department here.
How do you do, Mr. Stone?
Let's begin. First, please tell me about yourself.
All right, I'm 30 years old.
You see, we need to streamline some of our procedures. How would you go about it?
I would study the present system to see what improvements could be made and assess the feelings of the staff before making any decisions.
Okay, here's another question. A long-serving and loyal member of staff is absent more and more frequently. What would you do? Dismiss him?
No, I would try to talk to him. He may be ill, but does not want to say so. He may have personal problems hard to be solved, which need help and understanding.
I heard this morning there. That was a sudden fall in the Dow Jones Index. Do you think this will have any effect on the economy?
Not in the long run. I guess both London and Tokyo will follow Wall Street. But I think the economy will pick up again fairly quickly.
Do you agree with feminism?
Yes, most certainly I do.
What is your opinion of flexi hours?
I don't like the idea. It is very unsettling to have colleagues coming and going at different times.
So far, so good. I think you'd like to know about the remuneration. The starting salary for a field sales manager in this company is $1,000 per month. And raises are given after 6 months, according to your ability. And we offer 2% commission on all your sales. You'll also enjoy life insurance and health insurance, and a 3-week paid vacation per year. Are these satisfactory?
Yes, but, well, I'm sorry. I don't quite understand about vacation. Could you explain, please?
What I mean is that you enjoy 3 weeks holiday per year, plus public holidays.
Yes, I see. Thank you.
Any other questions?
When will you let me know the result?
You'll be hearing from us by next week.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stone. I'll look forward to hearing from you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Paley.